It wasn't just any public building that a Tennessee paraplegic wanted access to. It was a courthouse. Advocates for the disabled say that fact probably tipped the scales of justice in their favor and against states who want protection from lawsuits filed under the Federal Disabilities Act.
The constitutional rights regarding access to the court system are pretty fundamental, and so it made it easier for the court to say people should have a right to that.
Monica Murphy with the Wisconsin Coalition for Advocacy says it's hard to gauge the ruling's impact on disabled access to other public buildings which aren't courthouses. That was an issue at Milwaukee's Central Library 3 years ago, although no lawsuit was filed. A group of disabled persons threatened to do exactly what the man from Tennessee did, literally crawl up stone steps to get where they needed to go. Diana Sullivan is with the group Independence First, which operates living centers for the disabled.
Sometimes it takes a strong statement such as that for change to happen.
Sullivan's group is currently trying to get better handicap access to a courthouse in Washington County. She says many courthouses are older, so more renovations are needed. However, the Federal Disabilities Act does give municipalities some leeway. Required modifications can't be so complex or expensive that they aren't readily achievable. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.